Hi there, this is Yang Mei Ui here. So the big news today in the UK was the earthquake that occurred at about 1 o'clock in the morning, early this morning. I slept through it, so I can't give you an eyewitness account. But reading things in the news during today, it looked like it measured 5.1 on the Richter scale, and it seemed to be mainly in Lincolnshire, although the effects were felt as far down south as London. What has been quite interesting and a little bit amusing is that the BBC and various news reports have dedicated quite a lot of space to this earthquake, although I think only one man was injured when a chimney pot fell on him. But most people's experiences seem to have been things like their cupboard doors flew open because of the earthquake, a couple of chimney pots fell down, the dogs went crazy, and so on. So, to some extent, we're very, very lucky to be living in a country where an earthquake like this hasn't caused terrible chaos, mayhem, death, and so on. Where, of course, there are news from other countries where there has been huge devastation, and that's absolutely terrible and appalling. But here in the UK, we've been very, very safe. But nonetheless, the news has reported it as it's a huge, huge event and dedicated many column inches to it. What was quite amusing is that also a lot of people apparently phoned their local police station to report the earthquake. But I'm not quite sure what they were expecting the police to be able to do about it. But I guess that's a human instinct to kind of phone someone in authority, tell someone, find out what's going on, and so on. I also heard something very interesting in the news that a number of people reported these strange and mysterious migraines the day before that seemed to be a premonition of some kind of this earthquake that was coming. So that was quite curious. Anyway, so I'm very I found this very, very interesting. And so, yes, so that's the news here from London, a somewhat non-event, but nonetheless somehow fascinating enough for us to be talking about it on the blogosphere, on Twitter, and in the worldwide news.